Welcome back to the Jarcast, everyone. My name is Clay Kauser.
And I'm Flora Tyler. And today we're here with Mason and Sarah, our student government president and vice president.
Hello.
Hello.
What inspired you guys to get involved with student government?
Well, I was thinking about this actually. Sarah and I, a long time ago, when we were
gonna say this.
When we were reps in ninth grade, we were both like, okay, like, let's start here and let's make our way to become president and vice president. Like, we knew that once we started in ninth grade working together as reps that we wanted to serve as president and vice president since then.
Yeah, and also, I thought you were going to say in sixth grade we were the classroom manager.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So, for our sixth grade class, and it just started there.
So, have y'all been in student government since ninth grade? Both of you?
No.
I was rep in 9th and 10th, and then I lost the treasurer election last year in 11th grade, and then...
Yeah, I was only rep 9th grade, and then I lost the other elections, so...
Have you ever considered a career in real politics?
I have, actually, yes. It's always been super... I always like watching debates. Political philosophy and government last year were two of my favorite classes, just learning about all of that. So, I mean, I've definitely considered it, yeah.
I have not. I don't think I want to do politics. And I like student government, but, like, the actual government is a little different.
So, are there any aspects of your role as vice president and president that have helped you learn an important skill which you will continue to practice throughout your life that's not politics related?
Definitely. I think being a leader of the school and having to communicate with the administration and just trying to do whatever we think are all the students want and what our friends want and just try to make events fun and stuff. So.
Yeah, definitely. Communication and timeliness have been two really important things that have come with this role. And so I think I'm definitely going to walk away when I graduate, you know, with a lot more refined skills in terms of communication and just timeliness.
Yeah, I was going to kind of ask that. Do you think that, like, being in this leadership role is going to help you with college even a little bit, just with the timeliness, like, yeah, getting your time figured out and having to organize all this stuff and plan all that stuff? Do you think that would help at all? I mean,
yeah, I think so. And also, like, in college, I hope to also be involved with, like, clubs and stuff like this where I can hopefully be some sort of leader. And so that's helped. And also, like, it can help you communicating with adults and, like, your professors. That's definitely an important relationship.
Yeah. Of your time spent at ACA, what is one lesson or class or teacher who you think you'll remember for the rest of your life, or one lesson that you'll never forget?
I think one lesson that I'll never forget that I wish I had learned earlier. Last year, Mr. McClatchy shared some advice that Mrs. Moore would give her students, that you always try to make one mistake. Try to get something wrong every class, because mistakes are how you learn. And, you know, the discussions can't really go anywhere unless there's something to build off of. And you can't build off of anything unless something is wrong. And that's something that, you know, that stuck with me for ever since he said it. I think it was late first semester of last year. You know, I walk into school now just thinking, okay, like, not intentionally getting something wrong, but just branching out and answering a question even though, like, I might not be entirely sure that it is right.
Yeah, I would say in our grade this year, people are less scared to participate, which is good. I would also, Mr. McClatchy's class was definitely, I would say, like, changed my life, just the way I, like, read books and the way I write. I mean, his class really, it was, like, I think it was, like, one of everyone's favorite classes, so.
Do y'all think, like, you know, having an SGA at such kind of a small school, you think that really helps the bridge from the student to the teachers more?
I would say so. I mean, it definitely helps being able to know and recognize everybody that you're working for. And so, you know, as opposed to North Atlanta, you know, there are tons of kids in that student body, whereas we probably have, like, just a little bit under 200 in our high school, and we see everyone every day. And so it makes the job a lot more worth it, and I think a lot more effective, that people are able to see, you know, Sarah and I doing the work, and people are coming to these events, and we can have larger participation numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that since, one thing I've noticed is that everyone who's in student government usually is like, they're very involved in the school in so many ways. And so since it's so small, it's easy because, you know, our secretary is also in a, like the president of other club or something like that. And so we're just able to communicate better and know more about everything that's going on.
And what other ways are you guys involved with the school?
Croquet club. Croquet club. Best club in the school. Yeah, we both run cross country.
Right? No, we don't.
We don't run cross country.
Oh, I thought you meant run it. Like, sorry, I thought you meant were the captains. Yeah, you run cross country. We're both in some clubs. We're both in Jar Journal Club. Also, I'm in yearbook and writing studio.
Anything else? I think that's it.
Yes. It might be kind of the same question, but like, what's your favorite leadership role you've ever taken in your life? Or the one you think that's been most beneficial to you and the people you've like led? Like, what do you think that like the most important leadership role you've ever had in your life has been?
I mean, I know that we're only a couple months in, but I would definitely say the president of student government right now.
Yeah, I would say student government for sure. Also, one of my other favorite extracurriculars is writing studio because, I mean, I'm not really a leader, but you just get to edit these 6th and 5th graders' essays, and that's one of my favorite things, so.
Do you have a favorite book that you've read in your time at ACA?
Yeah, I would say Flannery O'Connor, The Complete Stories. Y'all read that this year. That was my favorite. The Germanium was my favorite short story. So yeah.
I would say All the Kingsmen is the best book.
That was really good. Everyone loved that.
Yeah.
All right, so what is y'all's favorite leader that you've read of, like in a story, like a fictional character? Like that's a leader. What's your favorite character?
It's not always a good person, but, or I guess this isn't like an exact role model, but I mean Willie Stark in All the Kingsmen. Yeah. He was a governor, and he was just kind of a politician who started out as, I mean y'all read it, but he started out like as a man of the people, and then he kind of became more corrupt, as often happens. And I thought he was very, very compelling character. So.
I would answer the same. He was based off of a politician named Huey Long. Y'all will learn about him. He was a populist
in
the 20th century. Yeah, he got assassinated. But definitely, I mean, the things that you can watch or read Willie say when you read the book, they're just, I mean, y'all look at them in class, but they're just so interesting.
Do you have a favorite memory in general at ACA?
Yeah, I was thinking about this, and I would say any day in Mr. Bencourt's political philosophy class. Every day in that class was very fun, but I remember one day, basically we would have discussions, and Michael, this like at the end of the class, and like one of the last days when Mr. Bencourt was leaving, we like all kind of, we tried to like prove Michael wrong, and we kind of did successfully. Like he would... It was basically like Hobbes versus Locke, and everyone was debating Michael the whole year. He was like played devil's advocate, and then I would say our class beat Michael.
Oh yeah, 100%.
We won the discussion.
Yeah,
and it was great.
I think in recent memory, I would definitely have to say the runoff election. I mean, that is so crazy. Just thinking about that.
It was really When we heard like a tie, we were like, what?
Yeah. I ran into the creative writing classroom and was like, oh my gosh. And Miss Summer Clatcher was like, what's going on? It was so funny.
Yeah, there's a video of Mason and Maria when the announcement's going off and they were gonna like shake hands, but then they got so shocked when they heard a tie.
Well, walk me through like how much effort went into that, like campaigning for president and vice president. I mean, I don't really know. It seems like it was a pretty big deal since there was a runoff and everything like that, but like how much effort did that really take?
took a lot of effort. I mean, I remember we had track regionals.
Yeah.
And so we stayed in a hotel on like a Friday night. Yeah, y'all were there. And one morning, Sarah and I, we went into the lobby early and we like planned out what our new posters were gonna look like. We got like a music festival, like Music Midtown type looking poster. It was really cool. And then we rebranded our stickers because we felt that they needed a rebrand. And like, I think a couple days after the runoff, I was in Office Max and I was FaceTiming Sarah because Sarah was gone, and I was like, what do we get? Like, what type of stickers do we get? Because they were out of the stickers that we normally got. It was a lot of work, but definitely worth it.
Yeah, over the years, we spent a lot of time at the Office Max or whatever on West Paces putting stickers or FedEx, and there's definitely a lot of stuff at Brash meetings about our campaign, but it was worth it, definitely.
Aren't campaign stickers against the Magna Flora? Where'd you hear that? Aren't campaign stickers against
against what?
Like the SGA Constitution?
Yes. So thank you for bringing that up. This is something that we are focusing on.
We actually had a meeting this morning and talked about the Constitution. We will be
well aware.
Yes, we will be
amending that.
Yes, we will be removing that and repealing it.
Yeah, technically they are not allowed, but
so we all broke the rules.
When are you guys revising the Constitution?
Either at the end of the semester, the beginning of next semester, when we don't have as much to do with the meetings. So
that's exciting.
Yes.
Very exciting. Very.
Did y'all have like a plan when you went into started running? You had a plan all along to change this constitution, or was it just kind of like you just kind of as it's happening, you're just deciding?
No, I think we mentioned it in our speech. We were like, we're gonna just review it. I mean, it's nothing wrong with it. It's just hasn't been amended in a while, and we know that there was some stuff that just needs to be changed.
Yeah.
Are you guys the first president and vice president to amend the constitution?
No, we're not. Actually, 2 years ago, we passed a motion to add an amendment that had a requirement for reps to, they could only have one unexcused absence, and then they would be under further review for impeachment. And then we also passed some more motions for the impeachment process for a president and a vice president.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Which involved, I think it was a 2/3 vote and a discussion with the faculty, but they never appeared in the Constitution. If you read the Constitution today, they are not there. So we'll be adding those in.
Who has been your biggest role model in your life or most important mentor?
It's a big question. I think right off the bat, I would say my grandfather. I remember when I was a kid, I'd always be like, Pop, can you quiz me? Because my grandfather was a history major at Davidson. And I've always loved history, and so when I was a kid on like a car ride with him or something, I would always be like, can you quiz me on this? Can you quiz me on this? And if I didn't know something, he would talk to me and teach me about it. And he was just, I would definitely, like, he would be my number one pick for most influential.
Yeah, Mason's grandfather actually spoke to the senior class about his book, right? Yeah. And he was very cool, very interesting. His book was similar to All King's Men, kind of. Or they're just really Starr, kind of.
It's called Tell It True by John Pruitt.
Yeah. I've yet to read it, but it's on my list. He was very nice, and he was very interesting. So I would also say my grandmother. She's also a writer, and she was a professor and an editor, and I've always looked up to her a lot.
I know I asked this question. I feel like I keep asking, but what's your favorite like historical figure that in for leadership?
Like a real person?
Yeah, a real person in history that you've learned or maybe learned what not to do from.
I think my top two would be Teddy Roosevelt and Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson was just he was a very excellent writer. And Teddy Roosevelt, I mean, there's just so much to him. And if you look at his story, it's super interesting. You know, he had asthma, like me. So there's a connection there. He overcame it, unlike me.
Have you had his book about going in the Amazon jungle?
No, I have not. It's covered. But yeah, I mean, like, he has a lot of great writings. His foreign policy, Speak Softly but Carry a Big Stick, that was something that I really liked when we were learning about history. And just I think my final answer would probably be Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay, this isn't really answering your question. I can't really think of one, like, or like a politician or a leader, but in modernist poetry, we've been doing slideshows about modernist poets, and mine was on HD. Her name's Hilda Doolittle. I'd never heard of her, but she was just like a poet in Europe, and she was very involved with like Ezra Pound. I don't know. You guys will probably learn about it. And like T.S. Eliot, and she was very cool. Like, her story was kind of crazy about like all her love relationships, and like her, I really love her poetry. She's like kind of the one of the most influential imagist poets, and I never heard of her, but now I'm very obsessed with her. So
what do you guys want to study in college?
I want to study definitely English. Recently I've been thinking about also studying maybe like history or theology, something like that. That's what Miss Jackson did, and I've been asking her about it, so yeah.
Right now, I think I want to study political science, and then also maybe history.
Think you want to study history because of your grandfather?
I mean, definitely, yeah. I would definitely contribute that love for history to him, yeah.
And Sarah, do you have anyone like in your life that's really been influential with English or teachers, I guess?
Yeah, my whole family is basically teachers. And my dad isn't a teacher, but he minored in English. My grandmother has a PhD in English. I think most people in my family, they're not very like, they don't focus on STEM. They all have like a degree in the humanities. So that's what I like too.
Could you see yourself being a teacher?
You know, I would consider being a teacher temporarily, maybe during like grad school or something, but right now I'm definitely interested in trying to go to law school, maybe, so.
Yeah. It's a lot of reading.
That's what I like. More than science.
About teacher.
Yeah, do you want to be a teacher too?
I would think about it maybe later down the line, when I have more of my life to offer and more wisdom to give. But I don't think right off the bat I would want to be a teacher now.
If you were, would you think you want to be like a professor, or would you want to do more like younger, like elementary kind of education, or high school? Like, what do you think? Or what do you think you would have them and you teach the best?
Probably, I've actually never thought about that, but not a professor, because that scares me. But maybe like, and not, my mom taught kindergarten and first grade, so not that, because I would be in her class and it was just crazy. So maybe middle school or high school, probably something like that.
Say the same.
Would you guys consider getting a PhD? You know, you're talking about being professors and...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've thought about it, but it just sounds like a lot of work. Yeah. I mean, it is, so. Maybe grad school.
Mm. School. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that's PhD. It's just another step that I don't know about.
Yeah, I would also say the same.
You think you'd ever want to come back to ACA and do anything? Just come back for a little bit? Is that a plan? Or you learn here and kind of get out?
Well, I think for me, as of right now, I don't plan on coming back to Atlanta when I graduate.
That's fair.
But, I mean, who knows? Give it a couple decades and maybe I'll feel some sort of, as you guys are reading, it's a sensuous sympathy of dust for dust.
Yeah, mere
sensuous sympathy of dust for dust. This is where my family is raised. This is where I come from. And so I think, you know, later down the line, I might feel some sort of calling back to Atlanta and maybe even here back at Atlanta Classical Academy.
Yeah, for now, I'd probably say no. I kind of want to live in New York City. So, yeah.
Sarah, you just answered this, but Mason, where do you want to live that's not Atlanta?
Philadelphia. I love Philadelphia.
Now, this kind of changed the subject a little bit. We just got back from Washington, D.C. on our trip, and I want to ask y'all, what was your favorite part about your trip last year?
Wow, the whole trip was, like, amazing. I think it was, like, my favorite part of the year. Y'all probably really enjoyed it, too. The most fun part, the boat cruise was really fun. Also, I mean, this isn't fun, but, like, one of the most interesting things we did was definitely the Holocaust Museum. I feel like we're gonna learn about that also later this year, but it was definitely, like, a really profound experience. I think we all were, like, walking out, like, very just, like, silent, and the whole it was just, like, everyone, you could see walking around, everyone was very taking it very seriously, so yeah.
I think I'd say the boat cruise is probably the most fun part, also just being with everybody. The most interesting, along with the Holocaust Museum, probably the Pentagon 9/11 Memorial. Oh, yeah. Did you guys go there when you
were? No, we didn't.
That was great.
It was, they have a gravel path that's empty where the, you know, the plane flew, like the shadow of the plane flew, and then they have these benches with flowing water on them for each victim, and it was really moving.
Yeah. What is something you will miss about ACA when you leave?
You know, I've been thinking about this, and it's hard to know right now, but I would just say, like, the comfort of, you know, we've all been going here for so long. We know everyone here. And, you know, my sisters go here, my mom works here, so it's very familiar. And I don't ever feel like I'm, like, the... I don't ever feel, like, scared to, like, do anything because we all know each other, so...
Yeah, definitely the community aspect. I feel like we're a really tight-knit community here, and it'll be hard to replicate that somewhere else. And also, we have excellent discussions here. Yeah. Like, every day when I walk out of Mr. Sheps' literature class, I feel like, yeah. Like my life has been changed, yeah. Like, every single day. I'm not saying that I'm not going to find that anywhere else, but I think that is definitely something that I'm going to miss, because it's so unique, because this is the first time that I can encounter these discussions.
Yeah, and that also just reminded me, I will definitely miss our teachers. I mean, I think this year we have, like, the best teachers.
Yeah.
It's, like, I really actually enjoy our classes, even if it's not my favorite class, just because, like, I love all our teachers so much. So
I know a lot of people kind of view their capstone project at ACA as their senior thesis. Do y'all kind of view your being head of the student body as almost your kind of capstone project, that the thing you're going to leave ACA with is what you've done during the presidency?
That's a good question. I think for me, it'll probably still be the senior thesis. But I think definitely a big part of it will be serving as the president. You know, we talked about this in our speech, this us serving and helping the student body. This is a way for us to repay ACA and the high school and the upper school for what they've done for us for these past 4 years. And so I definitely think that this, you know, the time that we serve as president and vice president will also serve as a way of us, you know, repaying our thanks and combining these past years of all we've done and reciprocating that for everyone else.
I mean, we haven't really started our thesis that much, so it's hard for me to, like, know, but I hope that our, like, time on student government is, like, important, and I hope that when we leave, we feel like we served the students, and that hopefully was using all the skills we've been learning throughout high school.
What are you guys considering writing about in your senior thesis?
For me, so we got assigned a book over the summer. I was assigned The Scapegoat by Renee Girard. And I also had chosen Flannery O'Connor. So something to do with The Scapegoat is really about, like, mimetic desire. And it's kind of hard for me to understand. But just about something about religion and the story of Christ's passion. So.
My summer reading was Walden by Henry David Thoreau, and I picked Huck Finn as my curricular text. And so I think, I haven't really narrowed it down yet, but what I hope to be focusing on is sort of like the individual and how we as individuals can connect with each other and also with society while still maintaining the, you know, just like the idea of as an individual.
I know my most people probably say they don't love the senior thesis, but do y'all like how it's like set up and how you get to kind of choose your own and get to argue something that you're passionate about? Do you like how that goes?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, me too. And I mean, I'm excited about it, and also it'll definitely prepare us for college and other degrees. It's, I think it's a great thing. Also to ensure that we don't give up second semester, you know, yeah. We have something we're working for.
It definitely feels like it's sort of like a burden that's hanging over you when you go through school. But then once you get to senior year, you kind of feel like you're ready to do it and you're excited. And it's something that you want to do, and it feels like a privilege rather than a burden.
What is one piece of advice that you would give to lower classmen at ECA?
Get involved. Yeah. I was thinking about this with the senior night. Come to the basketball games and the volleyball games and the soccer games. They're so much fun. And I remember when we were in middle school and even early high school, no one really went to the games as much and we didn't win. But now, like, I wish that I had started going to the volleyball games sooner. And so, yeah, even though we don't have a football team, going to AGA, it's very fun, and it's fun to dress up on the themes. So that's just, like, a simple thing that I would say.
Yeah, I'd say the same. And also, this is similar to get involved, but branch out. Don't kind of confine yourself to just, like, a certain group. Be, like, you know, communicate with upperclassmen even, or just people that aren't necessarily the people that you might hang out with every day, because you can find so many things and so many people. And that's something that I've learned here at ACA is that, you know, we're small, but the people here bring such a variety of thought. And so, you know, I like to talk to other people because I feel like, you know, I can learn from them. And so that's something that that's the piece of advice I would give.
On our first interview a couple of weeks ago, we interviewed Mr. Holt, and he was talking about how kind of some of the things we're probably going to remember the most from high school are just kind of the little details and the just, you know, walking in between classes or eating lunch outside under the umbrellas or something like that. Do y'all think being a student in government kind of forces you or helps you remember and understand those little details and little aspects and appreciate them more throughout high school? Would help you get involved more?
I definitely, especially since we know more of, like, behind the scenes and, like, we know kind of all the work that's going on, like, with your teachers too. Maybe it's just a simple thing that they do. You understand more of, like, what's actually going on, and it makes you appreciate all the little details more.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing.
There's a Krispy Kreme donut sale, I think, sometime soon. Where's all that money going?
Prom.
And every other student government hosted event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always wonder if it's, like, for one specific thing or if it's just, like, for a bank that it goes into.
We actually keep all the money.
I mean, like, yeah. One specific event, yeah. Or...
I mean, our biggest event, money-wise, is prom. But also, there's homecoming, there's things like the September social, the high school hangouts. It's just kind of, like, everything that we do.
Yeah.
Prom is the most expensive, so...
All right, this is kind of a weird question, but I just want to know, like, one thing. What's one thing that you're, like, super passionate about? Like, one thing that's, like, your little interest or hobby or something that you really enjoy?
For me, I would say definitely with this year and last year, literature and just, like, reading and writing. I've definitely, like, with Mr. McClatchy being my teacher, I've explored writing, especially outside of school. So I'd say now that's one of my passions.
Yeah, literature for sure. I mean, like, reading a book and being able to discuss about it is just, like, it's it's the best, and the discussions we have, like I said earlier, are so rich. But I guess this is taking the answer in a different direction. Legos. I love Legos.
No, this is what I was asking for.
Yeah.
Stuff like this.
You know, when I was a kid, I built a bunch of Star Wars stuff, and then I took a long break from it, probably from like 9th to 11th grade. And then I found myself with a little extra money, and I bought a Lego architecture set. And I felt like my love for Legos just like the flame relit. And so, Legos is my answer.
It's beautiful, man.
Okay, I'll change my answer then, because Flora knows that we love to do handstands.
Oh, yeah.
Every day after practice,
yeah,
at meets, you know. Handstands are definitely one of my greatest hobbies too.
Yeah, we're getting better.
We're really improving. Flora helped me overcome my fear of headstands.
Yeah, we're working on handstands or headstands.
Yes, everything, cartwheels, all of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to end the interview with just a kind of a big question. What's your best piece of life advice for the listeners? and it doesn't have to be like, you know, super special. Just something to keep in mind. Something that's kind of helped you.
I would say don't be afraid to say no. I feel like I learned that lesson like junior year. There was a lot of stuff going on at school and outside of school and with your friends, and I felt like a lot of times I just couldn't do everything. So it's okay to say no to an event or just say, you know, I don't have time for that right now, because you really have to just. You can't do everything. You have to prioritize the things that you actually care about.
Yeah, I would say never give up, you know. Try not to search for excuses, you know. And that's not to say that excuses are 100% bad all the time, but I think especially, like, when I was in 9th and 10th grade, I found myself, like, finding loopholes around things and, you know, just trying to make up a reason for me not to do something when, you know, I should have just been doing it. And so I think something that I've learned this year and especially last year is just you just got to work through it, and you just got to persevere and plug one of ACA's virtues. And it's, you know, the benefits that you will find once at the end of the road after persevering through a task, they're so much better than what they would have been if you had made up an excuse for yourself.
Well, thank you guys so
much for
coming on.
Thank you so much for being on.
Thank you.
Thank you.